Okay, we're in Simen Reish Pei Ches Sif Dalad. That said, we already learned one is allowed to fast for a dream on Shabbos in order to rip up a bad judgment. But you have to fast on Sunday in order to atone for the fact that you didn't have Oinig Shabbos on Shabbos. So now we're on Sif Kanten Zion Tanis Chalom, correct?
Yep.
Vegam Yevale Kol Hayoim B'Torah U'Vitvila. You have to spend the whole day learning Torah and davening, not a day to sleep. V'Yischaperlo, and then it brings you Kapora. U'Beseder Hayom, in that Sefer, Kos of the Yuchal Yisvados Alavonosov Keshemisana Kamo B'Chol. You're allowed to as well confess for all your sins just as if you're fasting on a weekday like yesterday. Finally, and look earlier in Simen Reish Chav in the Mishnah Berurah, de uboros umenikos, pregnant or nursing women, ein lahoris lan lisanas afil b'chol. We don't rule for them to fast even on a weekday. El yitnan pidyon nafshah, they should give a money redemption for their souls, litztaka, for tztaka. Especially if they're weak, they certainly shouldn't be strict on themselves in this area. The Taz writes, so if someone was thinking about something during the day, and then he has a dream about it at night, even if it's scary, you don't fast for that on Shabbos. It's the thinking that caused that. It's not a heavenly type of dream. Sifkat Neches B'Yom Rishon, you have to fast on Sunday to make up for it. V'Yom Rishon Hu Tanis Chova, let's say Sunday would happen to be a regularly scheduled obligatory fast. If you're going Shivasar B'Tamas Kedoyma, let's say the 17th of Tammuz or something like that. Afilu Tanis Yochid, or even an individual Tanis, Shinoi B'Chova, that he has conducted himself as an obligation. Konshisho Mina Kavua Tomid, he always has a standard custom. Lisanas Yom Rishon Shol Slichos, let's say the first day of Slichos. So what's going to help to fast on a day that you're fasting anyway? So Ein Oilo, that fasting on Sunday that you're fasting anyway isn't going to help to take care of your kapara for fasting on Shabbos. Kevin Shafim Lo Hayimisana B'Shabbos Hayimisana Yom Zeh. He'd be fasting anyway without that fasting on Shabbos. And therefore, Vetzorch Litoin Yom Echad Acher. You have to have another day besides Sunday to fast. V'yesh Cholkim Al Zeh, there are those who disagree with that. Usfil, and they hold the Av Tainis Chova Shehu B'Yom Rishon Oilelo. No, even an obligatory fast on Sunday will work as well. V'yechavim B'Yom HaTainis of Chova Shielo Kapara Al Mashi Son of Yom HaShabbos. You should have a mind on top of the fact that it's an obligatory fast. You have in mind that you want to bring kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos as well. Mishakashalo hatayni, someone who's difficult to fast a lot, yachalismachal mekilim de oilalo. You can rely on that leaning opinion that says that the obligatory fast will work for you. I mean, okay, you'll see. In general, we don't fast for dreams anymore. Anyway, let's take a look next at the Ramah. V'kol shekein, says the Ramah, back upstairs, and all the more so, im hoya b'yom rishon Chanukah, if the Sunday was Chanukah, or Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, or Yontif, afil Yontif sheni shel Golios, even the second day of Yontif and Chutzars, she'en lisanas, that you shouldn't fast, she'en lisanas ad achikach, until another day afterwards. One second, I skipped something. I'm sorry, I skipped a line of Shulchan Aruch. Jumped too fast. Let's go back. That's why it didn't make sense. Go back. There's a line in the Shulchan Aruch. After we set the fast on Sunday, v'im toshesh kocha, if he's weak, v'ni yochel yisana shnei yom ritzuv, and he can't fast 2 days in a row. Lo yisana b'yom rishon, he shouldn't fast. On Sunday, v'yisana b'yom acher, fast another day. To that, the Ramah said, well, the more so if Sunday is Chanukah, Rish Chedesh, or Purim, or Yontif, even 2 Yontifs of 2 days of Yontif, you should not fast until another day. Those who say Misha Yoshin Shinas Tzaraim, let's say a guy took a shluf Shabbos afternoon, v'cholam lo cholam or had a bad dream, Yisana Mechatzei Yoyim Achatzei Laila, fast from half the day till half the next night, v'az Yavdala Mechavdala Sunday afternoon. Will be on Rishon on Sunday as well. Yisana Ki'ili Yisana Kol Yom Shabbos.
No, I don't think it means Sunday afternoon. It means like from when you wake up until midnight.
Yisana Mechatzei Yom Ad Chatzi Halayl. I'm sorry, until middle of the night.
Yeah. Then you do Havdalah.
Then you make Havdalah. And then on Sunday you fast as if you fasted the whole Shabbos, to fast the whole Sunday. Yeah. Starting Sunday morning. Okay, Mishneh Brura Sifkotten Tes. Anike. Dafkei L'yomim, who specifically mentioned these days, Shemedina Asasanas, because according to the law you're forbidden to fast by him. From Yom Rishon, who Yom Sha'asr Isatayas for Ena Elaminig. But what if the Sunday following is only a customary day to not fast? Could go Yom Mei De Nisan, the days of Nisan. It's customary not to fast. Oh, Sivan, or days in Sivan. First days of Sivan, the 6 days till Shavuos. Or Ishachag, obey Yom Kippur and Sukkos, or between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. But I got those types of days where it's not a din, but it's a custom. So you could fast a fast on your fast. And even if you fasted for a dream on those days, so you don't have to fast another fast on for those days. What if you fast on days where your mom is not allowed to fast? Such as Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, second day of Yom Tov, or Chol HaMoed, then Tzirich L'Meisav Tanis HaTanis, you have to fast again to make up for the fast. Another example of such a day, Yud Oy Rosh Chodesh, V'davke Shar Rosh Chodeshim, we're talking about other days of Rosh Chodesh, that's where we say the law. Avol B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the opinion of the Magen Avraham is, T'yachol Yisanas Bo, you may fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, why? It's a fast day for the righteous. That's the day that Nadav and Avihu died when the Mishkan was erected, which was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Look in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, Tais for Shabbos. Well, now, Tais for Shabbos, Chodek Alov, Tais for Shabbos argues on that. Dokosav, Hamagan Avram, Shom Lekaman, because Hamagan Avram over there writes later on, the Mish Eina Rogalis Anus Tanis Sadikim, person who's not customary to fast the righteous people's fasts. Ve'erlo Eiza Tzara, and a certain bad thing happened to them. Chas Vishkolila, Al Yisanabo, don't fast. Because he's conducting himself to be prohibited from fasting from other days, so you can't do it on this for just 1 year. Okay. Yud Aleph Ad Acherkach. Okay, what's that going on?
Pick another day.
You should pick another day. V'tzarech v'cholzel hakikomashach. You should try to pick the next day as soon as possible. Let's say Monday or whatever the earliest day you can do that. Yud Beis Mechatzei Yom. Okay, what if you had the dream in the afternoon? So therefore, what do? You fast from the midday until the middle of the night. You don't daven on Neinu for any of the prayers during that time. You give Malad Chatzel out to the middle of the night. V'yesh makim that those are leaning shalol yisana rak adalayla. Some say just until nightfall. V'yeshuv v'smachos, you can rely on that. K'sho yom tov v'motzu Shabbos. Let's say if yom tov v'smotzu Shabbos, you can rely on that and you can have your kiddush and your suda. V'mchalolo v'tchilas alayla v'nigar. What if you dream in the beginning of the night and you get all upset? Hashalot. Hechmir, the shalot strict shalot yitom gam balal. You shouldn't eat anything at night. Because once you had the dream, you should start the fasting. And the Magen Avraham brings him in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Dalid. Vel Yeraba, Tzidei Lahatr. Eliyahu is lenient to eat at night. Shetaina Seir Maskel Rak Kishayom. He says the fast day only starts in the day. Yudah, the Yom Rishon Yisani, you fast on Sunday. you have to fast for the fasting, for the half day fast. Vafilo im cholam lo achar. Achar shikvar kiyam suda. And that's even he had the dream after already had his meal. Now, what's the point of that? One second. Shikvar kiyam suda shlishis. Achar chatsi yom. That's even if you had your third meal after half day. Him came, therefore, a filu belochal, a without a dream. He boy shlolechal, odor shespirit. He wouldn't have to eat anymore. You know what he's saying? Let's say he ate shalshudas early in the afternoon, whatever. Then you had a bad dream. Well, the fact that you're fasting, you don't have to eat. You're allowed to fast after that time because you've had your three meals. And now you're fasting, right? Since you're not eating because you want to make it a fast, a very heavy, it's a sin. You have to fast for that. That's the point he's making. All right, let's move on. The only reason I'm moving on is because we don't fast anymore on these things. So I'm not going to bother with the Pisgei Teshuva. It's not Lamaisa. No, even on a regular day, we generally don't fast. We've been told not to. Even if it's a strong, you make a Hatovas Chaloim, but you don't do that. Yeah, look, we're going to see more. We're going to tell us more about this. Hey, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shein li sanis tanis chalom b'Shabbos, you shouldn't fast a tanis chalom on Shabbos, ela chalom shirot tlasimni, except for a dream you saw three times. That's a chazaka that Hashem is showing you something. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Shabbos manas, and nowadays, Ein li sanis tanis chalom b'Shabbos, you shouldn't fast a Shabbos fast for a dream. General Bekiy and Bepis and Chalomos were not experts to interpret dreams. Leida Ezotov, Ezerot, to know which one's bad and which one's good, as they did know in the times of the Gemara. Therefore, out of Suffolk, you don't fast on Shabbos. And the world says, Shinimtsev is firm, it says in the early books, Shal Shleisha Chalomos Misanis Shabbos, for three types of dreams you fast on Shabbos. And this is what it is. Haraya Sefer Torah Shinisev, you see a Sefer Torah that was burnt in your dream? Or Yom Kippur and Bishas Nila, or if you see that you're in Yom Kippur at Nila, Okoros Beso Oshinof Shinofu, or the walls of your house or the teeth inside your mouth are falling out. Veishom to those who say, Haroi Yom Kippur Mafil Shalom Bishas Nila, if you see Yom Kippur, even not Shas Nila. Veishom to those who say, Haroa Shikar Batur, if you see that you're called up to the Torah. Yeshem Haroa Shanose Isha, or others say, it's you see that you married a woman. Vaha Deroya Shin of Shinaflu, and with that one that says, when you see your teeth falling out, Dafka Shinav, it's only your teeth. Avalore Lechayav Shinashu, if you see your jaw is pulled out. Chalom Tov, it's a good dream if you lose your jaw. Why? Because the Gemara explains. Well, that's a good explanation. It means the meisu hayotzim alavra. It means those that have advice to harm you have died. Okay. Venerally, it appears to me shechalom shomer b'perek haroi. All the dreams that mentions in the ninth parak in brachas, shemer that are bad. Gamalei misan and mishabbos. You should fast for them on Shabbos as well. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. Let's see now, which one are we on? Test Vav. There's three fast dreams you fast for. Vav Bela Shlosha. Even these three. Ein Lisanis B'Shabbos Elim Kena Tanis Olim Go. Unless fasting is a pleasure for you. Kanshanafsha Gumalov. Like you're really, really distressed. Ukashisana Yimtsa Nachas Ruach. If you fast, you'll feel better. Lafuke, that excludes imhu adam delo kapid b'chalom ra. What about people who don't care about bad dreams? O shatan is kashalov, or fasting is hard for him. Misar yoser b'tanisu mamash yisar b'chalom. He's in pain more over the fast than over the pain of the bad dream. Then also lisan shav, you can't fast on Shabbos. Kosar shalala, shalala writes, kosar achalim, the latter rabbis write, sha'af pe'elu ha'shloisha, even for these three dreams, ha'yirogel al harov lisuk shalisan of Shabbos. Most paskin not to fast up for these dreams. because would rather to have Einik Shabbos. Ella, rather, Yisana Shnei Yomim B'chol, Neged Yom Shabbos, fast 2 weekdays against that Shabbos, V'yom Rishon Shachrov, and the first day after that. And the Yom Rishon after that. Why? I'm fasting 2 weekdays. Why would I have to fast on the Sunday?
Sunday is one of the weekdays.
That's not the wording of the Isana Shnei Yomim Bechol. All right. Okay, fine. Let's say it's one of those days. Tezayin Sefer Torah. You see a Sefer Torah. Vua Din Tefillin. Same thing we see Tefillin. Sheishman Parsha B'Torah. That's Parsha the Torah. But if you see just Novi and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, you don't fast. Why did it say it got burnt? To exclude, if you see it fall out of your hand, you don't have to fast. You'd say, encourage the base of the walls of your house, and the Medrash says, Isha she, pasru, the way you interpret that is Le'isha, to a woman. Isha she, pasru, Le'isha, she, tel, zachar, v'chein. They ruled when she has a dream, she'd have a boy, and so it happened. Therefore, if a woman would have a dream like that, it's not a problem. You chas oshin over your teeth. Hayalo cave shinaim. What if you had a toothache the day on that day before you went to sleep? Then the yisana don't fast, as the Taz writes. Why bim mahar hair? Because you obviously were thinking about that. Yitesh shechalom shamru, the dreams that they said. It appears to me the dreams that they say in that chapter, you fast, you should also fast. Upashit. But again, only as if you're really depressed over that. Sufkat nchav shemroim that they say are bad. But you don't dream for dreams that show that you were lost a lot of money. Only for things you could be mechal Shabbos. If you see you would die, and you could be mechal Shabbos for that or whatever. But other things, you're going to lose a lot of money. You can't be Mechal Shabbos for it, so it's not that bad of a dream. Chaval of Gamalem, also for them. Person has to be very careful. Shahar Beit Varim, Hochim Achar Hashem. Beloshon. The lot of things go after the name that usually you call it. Kigon Shunra, Shinra, Ayin Shom. In other words, for example, the Gemara in Brochus says, if you see a cat in your dream, if it's in a place where you call a cat a shunra, then that's something is going to happen. It's good. If it's a place where they call it a shinra, it says something's going to be bad. Okay, so it depends a lot on how your locale calls these words. It will depend on how concerned you should be for that. Okay. Now, let's just see if there's a lot of Piskei Tshuva or a little, because I don't really want to spend a lot of time on this. I want to just see the one that says, we don't fast. Reish Pechis.
And then nulling it, he didn't talk
about. What?
Like going before three people to...
Okay, he has nothing on hay. How do you like that? Well, no, it was... What did we do so far? Dal and hay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we already discussed this. See, he says, we discussed this in Siman Reish Chaf a couple years ago, that in the later generations, things have changed totally regarding fasting for a bad dream. Even on those dreams that the Shulchan Aruch says specifically should fast on Shabbos, and it's almost not found at all to rule to fast even on a weekday for a bad dream, let alone on Shabbos, because nowadays... We don't have these kinds of dreams that are from heaven, they're sending it to you. They're only from the thoughts of the mind, okay? Or, let's say, what you ate and what you drank, whatever. And they have no significance, and these dreams are just a total waste. Okay, then he says, also, he says, we find in general, people who fast are more likely to more easily get angry and fight and, you know, grumpy and grouchy and stuff like that. And for people who are studying Torah, it caused them to learn less Torah. And all the more so on Shabbos, that everybody says there's really no leniency to fast unless you get a pleasure out of the fast to calm down your soul more than the eating. So, you know, it doesn't go. All right. So he says, well, what if after all is said and done, you're still frightened? You had a dream on Shabbos, you're frightened. Because you think the dream's true. And you really feel clear about it. And you're in great pain. So he said, use the other solutions and don't worry about them and be happy with what Hashem has commanded us to in the Torah. So what are these solutions? Ooh, he gives you about five of them. Number one, say the Nusach of HaTovas Chalom in front of three people. And that means even on Shabbos, I guess. And in Eretz Yisrael, where Kohanim Duchen every day, say that Ribbono Shelom prayer that talks about dreams. You should say it that day. That's number one. Number two, another solution, and I guess it's all for the weekday too. Tell your dream over to a friend who's close to you, or Talmud Chacham, and he'll give you a good interpretation. And all the dreams go after the interpretation. So you say, here, give me a good interpretation to my dream, please. Gimel, accept upon yourself a tanis dibor, a fast from talking, mundane speech, and wasteful speech for the whole day. And spend more time learning and saying Tehillim. Okay, and that'll give you a kapora just like you're fasting from eating. Now you could talk and learning, but nothing else. Yeah. Or give a pidya nefesh, give tzedakah to redeem your soul. And that would be the amount of money that you would have spent on the food that you would have eaten. So calculate, how much does breakfast, lunch, and supper and snacks cost you today? $50, I don't know, whatever. And just give that to tzedakah. Okay. Yep. And what if it really bothers you, that dream, and you really want to fast? So then accept upon yourself to fast after Shabbos 2 days. All right? All right. Do the Kabbalah. Give me 1 second. He says. And that, okay, that's what he's saying. So it's like a Kabbalah, and it's like you fasted on Shabbos. Okay. So now, that's all we got, my friends, of Piskei Tshuva. Sif Vav. Yeah. Hamisan of Shabbos. If you do fast on Shabbos, Omer Aneinu, you'd have to say Aneinu by Minch Acher Sim Tefilah. So after you daven below Chasima, but without ending it with a bracha, we cut a little bit Lokai Netzor and put it in the Lokai Netzor at the end. Says the Ramah, the Yomer Acher Tefilah of Rian Olamim. You say the prayer of Ribbono Shel Olam, Galui Lefanecha, etc., etc. In the Beis Hamikdash's times, we bring a korban, etc., etc. Come over, chol, like on a weekday. Mishnah Brura Chof Beis. Acher Sim Tefilas after Yedavim. Hainu Kodim Yilu Ratzon before Yilu Ratzon. Kasser Chayin the Chayin write the Mut Eloyim be Shabbos Alokai Shlo Natzarti. You could say the prayer on Shabbos Alokai Shlo Natzarti in a Kedai, that whole prayer. Etc. Hiratzon, etc. Okay, and Morak, and remove all my sins, etc. Said the whole prayer. Deino Aser Shel Strachov, because you're not supposed to ask for your knees, but that's only Aser El Kishvakish Al Choli, if you're asking for a sick person or a pernos, something like that. Sheish Sar Lefon, the pains before him. Aval Charotas Avonis, but regretting your sins. Tov Lomer Bechom, it's good to say every day. Came in Shem Veloshim Vida, since it's not Vida, it's not a confession. Don't say it as a confession, but more as a regret of the sins. Whoa, okay. Okay. All right, but anyway, we ain't fasting, right? So we're just going to skip that. Wow. All right. Zion. Im hikdima le'echol. if a person proceeded to eat earlier than the normal time of a weekday meal, if him eating early, who oneglo, let's say a guy, he really likes eating early in the day. Kugon shinis achla suicide, because let's say the nighttime meal gets digested fast. Then yaktim, he should eat sooner and not make himself hungry. And if eating later is better for him, it takes longer to digest. Yacher, take longer. Says Ramah, let's say a guy has big meals every day, like a Shabbos meal. He's used to eating a lot, meat and wine, the whole deal. He has a feast every day. Yishana b'Shabbos, he's changing on Shabbos. L'haktim l'acher, could eat the same amount, but have it a little earlier or later, so it shows that you're doing something special for that. Okay, we'll stop it there.